Okay. Bezrat Hashem, we're holding on Daf Lama Gimel. The Gemaras, we're discussing Tzar Baalei Chaim, the Oraita Od Rabbanan. Tashema, the Gemara says, Rovetz, the Lord of Tzan. But it says, Kiteret, Hamor, Sonacha, Rovetz, Tahad Masao. What's Rovetz? He happens to be struggling. The Lord of Tzan. But not an animal that really can't do it. Rashi, Rovetz. Mikrehu shirovetz tahad masao bepa'am hazot. He happens to be the Lord of Tzad, haragil bekach. He's always, it's a hopeless guy, guy's still leading a hopeless animal. It's not your problem. Right? Tahad masao, under his load, velo mefurak tahad masao, Rashi. Velo mefurak vaya tzarich te'ina, you have to load him. Ulkamam parich haketiv hakem takim, doesn't it say you should be mekim? Okay, says the Gemara, Masao, Maso is Yachol Amod Bo, only a law that he's able to carry. V'i Amar, but if you say, Tzar Ba'alei Chayim De'oraita, Mali Rovetz, Mali Ravtzan, Mali Umali Omed, what's the difference if he's a Rovetz or Ravtzan? It's all the same, the animal is suffering. Says the Gemara, that's not a question. Ha, Mani Rav Yosi Aglilihi. That brayta goes like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Amar, he anyway holds Tzar Baalei Chayim D'Rabbanan. He holds Tzar Baalei Chayim D'Rabbanan. How do I know that? Achinami Mistabra makes sense. Techatani Tachad Masao. Masoi Sheachol Amod Bo. A law that he's able to carry. Man Shamit Le De'it Le Ha'isivaram. Who holds like that? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Shmamina. It makes sense that the whole braita is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says the Gemara, Umi Matzit Mukmat Lak Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Could you claim that this braita is Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Hakatani Seifa. It says, Tahan Masao Velo Mefurak. Underneath his load and not unloaded. My lo mefurak. What does it mean if it's not if he's unloaded? Ilay ma lo mefurak klal. What are you telling me? If it's unloaded, you have to do anything? Haketiv, hakem takim imo. It says you should load with him. Elapshita, lo mefurak bechinam, elabesachar. It means not if he's unloaded for free, but you have to, you get paid for loading. Man shamit la deit lehai sevara. Who holds of that sevara? Rabbanan. The chachamim, not Rabbi Shimon. And the chachamim, we know that they hold tzar baalei chayim deoraita. That's what Rava said in the beginning. Says the Gemara, no. Le'olam Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ubeti'ina savala kerabanan. He has to hold something. Either you load for free or you load for pay. He happens to hold, you load for pay. It's not a question. So, that's the end of the sugya. The Gemara really wasn't poshet. If you hold Tzar Baalei Chayim, is the oraita or not? Some, I mean, Rava said it. Rava said, seems like Rava holds out by Lechaim Doraita. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Ki tere. Eli. Get it, Ibn Isaac. Ki tere. Ki tere, if you see. Yachol afilu merachok. I might say, even far away. Talmud lomar ki tifka, when you bump into him. I ki tifka yachol pigea mamash. You have to bump mamash. Talmud lomar ki tere. Ve'ezu hi ri'ya shiyesh ba pigea. Shiaru chachamim echad misheva umechta b'mil. 1/7.5 of a meal. So a meal is 2,000 amo. 7.5. A meal divided by 7.5. What is it like, 100 and something, 200 something meal, 200 something, Hamot. Vezehu yiris. That is what we say is a ris. Right? When you have on Yom Kippur, it says that the distance from the Beit HaMikdash till the tzuk, where they push off the Azazel, is 90 ris, which is 12 meal. Sheva omechta lechol meal. Exactly the same number. Vezuhi ris. So one ris, that's as far as you see a length that you have to be, go there and be porek. Vezehu ris. Tana umedadei moad parsa. After you load him up, you walk with him a parsa. Amar abba babachana venotil sachar, and you get paid. That's like takim. Medadei mo lachashet ino Hashem yachazor v'yipol. Case he falls. Yeah. Come on. Let's see if I find this. So the part of the chiyuv, yeah. So you're not allowed to sterilize animals. No, sterilize people can't sterilize animals, right? So spaying and neutering cats and dogs is asur. So the Ramah says, "Mutar latet behemah lekuti lemachtit zachar." Let's say you have a cow, you want to give it to the goy to raise, to fan it up. You can give it to him. Aval pi shakuti bevaday yisar senis, for sure gonna castrate it because they taste better like that. Shakuti adata denafshi avid. He's doing it for him because he's a father. Umutar limkor lekuti behemot vetarnegolim. You can sell to a goy animals and chickens. Aval gav de bevaday akuti kone otam lesar sam. He's gonna sterilize them. The yesh osrim. Some hold it's asur. Miu imena kutia konem esarsam beatzmo. If he doesn't do it himself, rak notol kutia acher. He goes to the vet to do it. Lesares lekule al mashari. Kol davar atzarich lerfua. All ishar dvarim let be mishum isur tzar baale chayim. Anything that you need for refua, or you need for any other,
you need the hides of the animal.
No. Anything I need for, I need. So it's not tzar ba'alei chayim. The same way I'm allowed to ride the animal, it's not tzar ba'alei chayim. V'lachen mutar limrot notzot me'avazot chayot. You can pluck feathers from live geese. V'leka lemechash mishum tzar ba'alei chayim. Even though it hurts. Mikom makom ha'olam nimna'im tahave achzariyut. Because it's cruel, they don't do it. Menadin is mutar.
If you need money to
reproduce
your family,
what?
If you need money to
reproduce your family, if I food and medicine,
is that Torah? What do you want to do? Yesterday we said
you have to take the load off the guy's back because he's doing his business, but you take the Torah, it should be Tarba. I don't know what you're talking about.
You say Tarba, it doesn't matter if you need it for yourself?
Yeah, you have to unload it. You have to help the animal.
Right, you're saying now you don't need to unload.
You do need to unload. It's not stopping me. If there's a need that you need, you're allowed to take care of it. I'm allowed to use the animal. Obviously, when it's unusual, you gotta step in. The animal's suffering. Okay. But we don't say that testing medicines on animals is tzar ba'alei chayim because it's important. We don't say that it's a problem to grow insulin on pigs or whatever they grow them on because it's for medicine. We're not, we don't say it's limited like that. Okay. Huh? You're not allowed.
No.
Not allowed. They don't.
Huh?
They're not allowed. Next. Mishnah. Avedato. What he lost. Avedat Aviv. And what his father lost. Avedato Kodemet. His Avedah comes first. Avedato. Avedat Rabo. His Avedah and his Rabbi's Avedah. Shelo Kodem. His comes first. Avedat Aviv, Avedat Rabo. His father's Avedah, his Rabbi's Avedah. Shelo Kodemet. His Rabbi comes first. She Aviv, Evi Oler Olam Azeh. Verabo, Shelemedo Chokma, the Rabbi that taught him wisdom. Mevi Oler Haya Olam Abba. He brings him into Olam Abba. So if the Chiyuv of Kabod Aviv and Kibod Rabo is Vakarat Atov, so who do you have to have more Hakarat Atov to? To the one that brought you to Olam Abba, not Olam Hazeh. Adrabba, if you come into Olam Hazeh and you don't learn Torah, you're going to go to the wrong side of Olam Abba. then your father didn't help you. You would have been better off before. That's something else. We're not talking about that. Ve'im aviv chacham. Im aviv chacham. If the father was a chacham.
Aviv is Rabbi
Ami. Right? Aviv shel aviv kodem. His father comes first. Haya. Yes. Haya aviv v'rabbo nosim masoy. If his father and his rabbi are carrying something. Maniach et shel rabo, first unload your rabbis, v'harkach maniach et shel aviv. Haya aviv v'rabo bebet ha-shevi, his father and his rabbi were captured, podet rabo, v'harkach podet aviv. First redeem the rabbi, then redeem the father. V'im aviv chacham, podet aviv, v'harkach podet rabo. Yes. Mina.
Middle case doesn't say.
Yeah,
the middle case doesn't say. Stamets all the same. Mina ni mili. Where do we learn this from? How do we learn that you come before your father and your rabbi? Amar v'yuda amarav amar kara efes kilo yebecha evyon shelcha kodem lechol shel kol adam. Rashi, all the way up. Mina ni mili de shelo kodem lo yebecha evyon hizaher mina aniut. Stay away from being poor. That's what. Who said this? Rav Yehuda amarav. V'amar Rav Yehuda amarav, kol ha-mekayem ba'atzmo kach, sof ba lidei kach, Rashi. Kol ha-mekayem ba'atzmo kach, af al pi shelo hitzilu alav ha-katuv, even though the Torah didn't obligate you to give back yours, your rabbis first, yesh la'adam likanes lifni mishurat adin, v'lo ledakdek, and not to be so particular sheli kodem, em lo be'efsed mochiach, unless it's an obvious loss. V'im tamid medakdek, and if he's constantly taking his first, porek me'alav ol gemilu hasadim. He's losing the yoke of gemilu hasadim utzdaka. V'sof sheyitzarech lebriot. He's gonna wind up needing tzedaka. Meaning, the Torah gave you the right to say I come first, right? But really, that's not what the Torah wants you to do. It's a heter for when it's very important. But if a person always says, I come first, oh, can you help me? No, I come first. Can you help me? No, I come first. You know, I come first. Shem is going to make it that you'll come first. Other people will help you. Don't worry. Haya aviv. What? Rashi says, if said mochiach, an obvious loss, right? If you see the water, there's a flood. And okay, then you could say I come first. But heck, there's a guy. He's always I come first. Every time, maybe something's gonna happen. Maybe he has 800 hashashot. No, that's when you have to have a little bitachon, right? Haya, yes.
If my father is kohen and my sone is torek, I gotta help. You gotta do my sone first.
I would assume that you. I don't know. It's a good question.
Shouldn't hate people.
Unload your father, unload somebody, unload your son. If you hold Tzar Balechim, Norris says if Tzar Balechim is Doraita, no, but we said you go with the son first. Even against Tzar Balechim. Yeah. So over there you have two. You have Tzar Balechim and you have son, but over here you have your father. I don't know, it's a good question. Haya. Haya aviv v'rabo nosim masoy. Tan Rabbanan. Rabo she'amru. So which Rebbe you're talking about? You have your first grade Rebbe, he told you how to read. And you have your father. Tan Rabbanan. Rabo she'amru. Rabo she'lemedo chokmah. He told you chokmah. We'll see in a moment. V'lo rabo she'lemedo mikra mishnah. Not the Rebbe that told you mikra. Not the Rebbe that taught you Mishnah Devar Rabbi Meir. What are we talking about, Rashi? Chokhmah, Shelemedo Chokhmah, Sevarat Ta'ameh HaMishnah. How to understand the Mishnah, Lehavin. And to understand, Shelo Yusot Rotzu Etzu. So that the different Mishnayot should not contradict each other. Ve'Ta'ameh Isur Ve'Eter. And the reason why something is Mutar, and why some it's Asur. So basically, that's Chokhmah is Gemara. Now the one that told you Mikra, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketubim. And now the one that told you Mishnah, Kemo She'en Shenuyot, just the plain Mishnayot, so you memorize them. ואין טעמן מפורש בהם. And the reason is not understood. So the system was in those days. First you would learn the whole Tanakh, how to read it. Then you would learn the whole Mishnah Ba'al Peh. Then when you knew everything, you went to learn Gemara, and they taught you how to understand the Mishnah that you already knew. They taught you how to deal with them.
It's only the third rabbi that you would...
Only the third rabbi. Amar. We don't solve Gemara, but whatever. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they've been doing it for 500-600 years like that. Kol Shirov Chochmato Hemenu. Rabbi Yehuda says, most of your wisdom is from him. What's he arguing on? Rashi, Im Mikra, Im Mishnah, Im Gemara. Meaning, whatever level you're on, he taught you most of what you know, him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Filu Lohir Enav, Ela B'Mishnah Ahad. Even if he explained you one Mishnah, Zehu Rabbo, that's his Rabbi. That you can have 1,000. Amar Rava, Rashi, Hir Enav, Shodi Ota Mishnah Ahad, Shelo Yochol Avin. He couldn't understand the Mishnah, he's your Rabbi. Amar Rava, Kigon of Sehora, the Azberan Zohama Listerin. Listerun. He taught me what this keli is called, Zohamal Listerun, Rashi. The Azberan Zohamal Listerun. The Seder Taharot, Hu Shinuya. Velo Ayiti Yodea Ma Keli, I didn't know what it was. Velimdani, he taught me, Shukav Gedola, it's a big spoon. Shemesalkim Bo Zohama Kedera. They take off the stuff that floats up on the top of the pot. They push it to the side. So it's a special spoon for that.
I explain somebody's Mishnah now better than his father?
No, we'll see. Says the Gemara, Shmuel, Karamane. Shmuel ripped his clothes. Ale de Haumi Rabbanan. For a rabbi that passed away. The Azbere, he explained him the Mishnah. Echad Yored L'Amat HaShechi. Ve'echad Poteach Kevan. Rashi. Kara mane, kara kera she'en met acher. He ripped a rip like you rip on a rebbe, because really he's supposed to rip on any Jewish person. Kedin talmid al arav, echad yored le'amat ha'shechi, mishnahi b'masechet tamid, etzel ha'nechnasim shachri, those that go in the morning, leftoach daltot ha'echal, to open the doors of the echal. It says as follows, mi shezacha b'dishu mizbeach b'nimi v'chule. The Kohen going to open the Echal has two keys in his hand. Echad yored la'amat ha'shechi ve'echad poteach kevan. What does that mean? Echad ben ha'maftechot halalu. One of the two keys, poteach pishpesh ha'tzeponi. It opens up the northern pishpesh. She'etzel petach ha'echal. Ve'keren nizrachi tzeponi. So you have the opening of the Echal in the middle. Then you have two pishpishin on the two sides. One on the northern side, right? The Hechal is in the west. So you have on the northwest, the northeast, and the southeast. Right? Bekere Mizrachit Tzefonit, no. Shelula, Vehechal. Kedetnan Hatam. Shne pishpishin, Hayulo Lashara Gadol. I had two pishpishin. Echal Litzafon Hechal, one on the north side of the Hechal. Veolam Vehechal Litromo. The oto shebedarom, the one on the south, lo nechnas bo adam me'olam. Nobody ever went in. Kedemefar shatam. The oto pishpesh shebetzafon, the one that it has that's on the north, hu lepetach shebezavit ha'ulam. That's the opening that's in the corner of the ulam. Sheetzel chamesh amot, by the five amot shel kotel ha'echal shebetzafon. By the five amot of the Kotel Echal, that's to the north of the door. Shebetzvon Petachal. V'delet sovevet bo. There's a door that opens there. V'oto mafteach shel oto apetach. The key of that door, we say is Yored le'amat ha'shechi, which we'll explain in a moment. What's pishpishim tzion? Pishpishim petachim ketanim. Small doors. Kemin kipot ketanot. Like a small arch. Orko ke'ovi rochav ha'kotel. The length is like the width of the wall. Vedelet sovevet bo postir pelaz. I don't know postir is. So there's a smaller door, small doors on the side of the big doors. Right? Echad yored la'amat ha'shechi. So now the two keys, Abba Liftoach Bo Shachlit, the guy that comes to open in the morning. No, it's in the side of, it's to the side, it's not in the door. Right? That was the way it was designed. Habala, they didn't open the main door. The main door opens from the inside. You're coming through the pishpish. Habala, toach bo shachri pishpish, and bezavit olam. Yeah, omed mi bahutz. He stands outside betoch haolam. Umachnis yado behor shebakotel. In order to open up the door, you have to stick your arm all the way in. Ad bet shechio. All the way up to your armpit. Your hand is in the wall, and now you can stick the key in and open. So the, when you, in order to open this pishpesh, you have to stick your arm all the way in, and you can open the key. The ve'echad poteach kevan, but they don't. Then they're going to go to open it, but they're coming in from the side. Ve'echad poteach kevan le'achar shenichnas bazeh. The next time you buy a Hanukkah Tabai, pay attention for this Mishnah. It's after Masechet Betzah, it's in the first Perek of Masechet Tamid. Stay tuned. Actually, sorry, it's in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav of Masechet Tamid. For your next Hanukkah Tabai. Right? And you know what Leo's going to be doing? He's going to pish pish the whole time in Mishnah.
What is it all about, Raman?
We're explaining the Mishnah. This is Shmuel ripped his clothes to someone that explained this. Right? So he explained to him, Echad Yored La'amat HaShechi means you have to stick your arm in all the way to your armpit. Ve'echad poteach kevan le'achar shenichnas bazeh. After he went into this, Huba lo leta, he went into the room, asher al peneh achat esre amah shel ulam. That's to the side of the 11 amot that the ulam sticks out. Ve'ktzat min ha'echal. Poteach b'mafteach sheni. He opens with the second key, delet echad, another door, shemin hatala echal. That goes in from the room on the side. The walls of the echal were filled with little chambers. So within the walls of the echal, there were rooms. So you walked in and you could go, if you read the Pesukim, in Navi, minatai, alu bilulim, minashnim, lashalishim, there's a hall, but the whole walls were filled with little offices, 5x6 or whatever, 2 and 3 levels. And you go from one to the next to the next. That's all connected. So he walks into the first one, and then he goes, this one has a door that goes to the side into the Hechal. V'nichnas la'Hechal, liftoach daltot Hechal, to open the doors of the Hechal. So the second one, poteach kevan, kemo ya'asena b'tvus, v'yikva'ena kevan. So the Gemara discusses that you're not allowed to make sriki mitzuyarin. You can't make pictures on the matzot. Let's say you want to have, you can have matzot. Your wife has a theme for Pesach, and she's going to be sides for Pesach matzah marot. You can have all the matzot and have pictures of the 10 makot.
Cool. That's idea. I like it.
They like it. It's asur. Why? Because as you're designing the matzah, it's becoming chametz. So they said there's a guy, Baitus wanted to make a stamp, a mold. He says, I'll make him v'yikva'ena. He says, ya'asena b'tfus, v'yikva'ena kevan. What does kevan mean? Fast. Instantly. Maher belo Torah. So the word kevan means maher belo Torah. So that's why over here also kevan is the same as that kevan. V'hai sha'ar gadol. This sha'ar gadol, hu petach ha'echal, shebin ulam la'echal. Gone from the echal to the ulam. It wasn't. They didn't let. Because they'll say, kol asrikim asurim v'srike baitus mutarim. Because other people are going to not mass produce it.
I need to ask him mitzurah.
Huh? Why? What surah? Making a picture. I'll make a design. I'll make something. Whatever you think is mutar, we'll make. Anyway. I'm going to speak to your sister. She'll give me the designs. Okay. Says the Gemara. Right? So Shmuel, the guy explained him this. He considered him his Rebbe. He ripped his clothing. Kerash en metacher. Amar Ula says, Talmidei Chachamim shebebavel, the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, since they teach each other, Omdim ze mepenezev, they stand up for each other. V'korim ze al ze embarmenam, when they die, they rip for each other. However, Uleinyan aveda, when it comes to an avida, bimkom aviv, right? So you have your colleague there with you. He taught you five mishnayot. You taught him five mishnayot. Now you're there with your father, and you're going to return your chavrus's avida first. No, ulinyan avida bimkom aviv enam chozrim ela lerabo mufak. The only one that trumps your father is Rabo Mufak, yeah. Rashi.
Which is only one?
Omdim ze mepeneze kedin tamid lerab. Lefi shayu yoshvim tamid bebet hamidrash yahad. They were sitting together. Umakshim umefarkim vechulam lemedim ze mize. Lerabo Mufak, sherov chokhmato memenu, most of your wisdom, kerebi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda.
Could be.
Kabaim in Rav Chista Meravuna. Rav Chista, he said he's Michael. Kabaim in Rav Chista Meravuna. Talmid. No, he's telling you, we all that Ligabe standing, you have to. Rav Chochmato is only Ligabe Aveda. It's only to trump your father. Kabay mine Rav Chista Meravuna Talmid v'tzarich lo rabo mai. If you have a student, but he has some things that the Rebbe needs from him, Rashi, tzarich lo rabo sheshama shmuot sheyesh biyado mipi achirim. So let's say you have a guy, you have the Rosh Yeshiva, he's the Rosh Yeshiva and his Yeshiva. He gets a student who's a Talmid Chacham, he definitely came to learn from him, but he learned in a different place, so he knows from other rabbis. So the rabbi sometimes says, what did he say? What did your old Rosh Yeshiva say? Right? My. Kilomar, kodem la'aviv l'inyan aveda. Does he come before his father or not? Right? He's a Talmid. Rov chachomato mimenu, but he asked more from somebody else. So Rav Huna thought that Rav Chista was asking about their relationship. Amar lei, Chista. Lo tzrichin alecha, at tzrichat li. I don't need you. You need me. Rashi.
When the story of Hazan Rabbi Hanan that he told him
Rav Chista and Rabbi Yochanan probably never met, right?
Who was the rabbi that came to? He killed someone. He came to.
That's Rabbi Lazar. Something else. No, Rav Kana.
Okay.
Right. So he says, what happened? Ad arba'im shenim. For 40 years, ikpede adadi, they were careful with each other. Lo aile legabe adadi, they wouldn't go visit each other because they thought that they might offend each other. Yativ Rav Chista 40 ta'anita. Rav Chista fasted 40 days. Mishum de halash ta'ated Rav Huna, because Rav Huna thought he was insulting him. Yativ Rav Huna 40 ta'anita. Rav Huna fasted 40 days. Mishum de hash de le Rav Chista, because he suspected Rav Chista.
What's the problem?
Yeah. They weren't fighting. Rav Chista asked the question, Tamir HaTzarich Lo Rabo Mai. Rav Huna thought he was saying, Yani, you need me.
Rav Huna is his rabbi?
Yes. But Rav Chista was clearly a very great rabbi, a great student, because Rav Huna fasted 40 days because he thought he insulted him. Itmar, Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan Halachak Rav Yehuda, Rav Chochmato. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna amar Rav Sheshat halacha k'Rav Yosi, filu heirena b'mishna achat. Umi amar Rav Yochanan hachi, did Rav Yochanan say like Rav Yosi? So amar Rav Yochanan halacha k'stam mishna, says halacha is like k'stam mishna. Mitzanan, and we learn the bo shelem edo chokma. My chokma, meaning does he say, 1 second. So Rav Yochanan says halacha k'Rav Yehuda. And the Mishnah said, Shelemedo Chokma, my Chokma, Rov Chokmato. So it's the same as the Mishnah.
Which thing
do you like? Same. Rashi, Rov Chokmato, Emikra, Mikra, Mishnah, Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan.
Nobody has will.
So they say nowadays, Rov Chokma is from the Sefarim.
Could
be.
That's
a separate kula. Not always.
Well, that's not part of
it. If the father paid for the tuition, Mela. And then, so he finished school, he knew How much? Then he went to yeshiva, nobody paid, and he learned on his own. Not always. So the guy came to a bit midrash, and he said, and he got a Rebbe, and he learned, and the Rebbe taught him.
If the father,
it changes it, yes. And if the father pays, then the Rebbe doesn't come first. In Shulchan Aruch. Tan Rabbanan. Ha'osek. What? Nowadays they say nah. Tan Rabbanan. Ha'oskim ba mikra. Midah ve'en amidah. Those that learn Tanakh. Midah ve'en amidah. Yes, Rashi. Midah, he ketzat. It's good. Ve'en amidah. Shamishna ve'agemara yafim memena. It's more important. Lefi mepene sheteluyim begirsa. Umishtakechim. They can forget it. Shebi mehem in their days. Lo haya gemara bechtav. The gemara weren't written. Ve'gam lo haya nitan lechtov. And you couldn't write it. Hela, we only let you write it mepneshin et ma'atu alevavot, because the minds got less. Tchilu dorot haronim lechotvo. Right? Ha'oskim b'mishnah. By mishnah, you have to remember. Right? Midah. It's a full midah. Menotrim alei asachar, and you get sachar. Gemara. En lecha midah gedola mizu. There's nothing greater than that. Rashi Gemara kivar pirashti lema'ala shu latet lev lehavin setimot ta'ame ha-mishnah, to understand what the Mishnah didn't explain. And the Mishnah tells you the law doesn't explain why. So you have a law that you don't understand. Mahim ukshishtayim sotro zeutzu. When two Mishnayot contradict each other, yavin letaretz, he'll understand how to answer shiushneim kayamot. Hai ha-mani rabbi plonihi. Ha-mani rabbi plonihi. Right? Oh, ladar divrei ha-tanaim ha-halukim badavar. Right? Name ha-mani rabbi plonihi. Right, or I understand this is talking about this case, and this is talking about that case. Then the Gemara says, "Ul'olam heveras le'mishnah yotem min haGemara," and always run to the Mishnah more than the Gemara. Hagufa kasha, Amarta. First, you said the Gemara in Chamida Gedolamizu. The greatest thing is Gemara. The Hadar Amarta, and then you said, "Ul'olam heveras le'mishnah yotem min haGemara." Fundamental Gemara we're going to read now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He may Rabbi Nishnit Mishnazu. This Mishnah was coined in Rabbi's time. Rashi. He may Rabbi. Hadekatani Gemara en chamida gedola mizu. Lefi Misherabu tamide shamay vehelel. Shayu lefanav. He says shisha dorot. Some say Shalosha Dorot. Rabu Machlokot Batorah. There were many Machlokot. Ve'na'asit Kishte Torot. Nere Na'asit Kishte Torot. So now we had so many Machlokot. It's like two Torot. The Bet Shammai Torah and the Bet Hillel Torah. Mitoch Ol Shibud Malchuyot VeGezerot. Because they didn't have time to sit down and sort everything out. There were constantly decrees and so on. Shehu Gozrim Aleim. ומתוך כך, לא היו יכולים לתת לב לברור דברי החוקים. They couldn't separate and organize the whole corpus of Torah שבעל פה. עד ימיו של רבי, שנתן הקדוש ברוך הוא לא חן בעיני אנטונינוס, מלך רומי. השם gave him favor in Antoninus' eyes, כדמרין בעבודה זרה. ונח ומצרה, they had a respite. ושלח וקיבץ כל חכמי ארץ ישראל. He gathered all the rabbis of Israel. Ve'ad yamav, till Rabbi, lo ayu masechtot sedurot. The masechtot weren't organized. Ela kol tamid, sheshama davar mipi gadol emenu. A tamid that heard something from someone greater than him. Gersa, he memorized it. Ve'natan simanim, halacha plonit to plonit, shamati mishem plonit. Ukshenit kapsu, when they got together, amar kol echad ma sheshama. Everybody said what he heard. Ve'natnu lev levarer ta'ameh ha-machlokot. They separated, they understood the reasons for all the machlokot. And then they decided, divrei mi re'uyim lekayem, who should stand? Ve'sidru ha-masechtot. They organized the masechtot. Devrei Nezikim Levadam. All the Masechtot of Nezikim together. Devrei Yevamot Levadam. Things of Yevamot together. Devrei Kadashim Levadam. Vesatam Nami B'Mishnah Devrei Yechidim. Sometimes he wrote the words of individuals as a stam. Why? Rabbi felt that their opinion was valid. Vishina'am stam. He wrote in plain. Kedeh likboa halakha kimotam. Lefikach amru b'gemara en lecha mida gedola mizu. In Rabbi's time, Gemara was the most important. Shenat nulev l'tameh ha-mishnah. Everybody was analyzing the reasons for the mishnayot that they knew. What happened? So they kept pushing Gemara. Shav kukule alma banitim. They left the Mishnah milachzor al gersat Mishnatam. They stopped reviewing the Mishnah, and they just focused on understanding what they knew. Look in the Gemara. Shav kukule alma banitim. Ve'azlu batar Gemara. Hadar darash lu. Then he told them, even though the Gemara is more important, ule'olam heveratz l'mishnah yotem Gemara. Review the Mishnah more than the Gemara. Rashi. Ve'azlu batar Gemara lachshob esivara. Hada darash lu everatz l'mishnah lefi shiare. Maybe you'll forget the Mishnayot. They'll forget the names of the rabbis. They'll get mixed up between Hayav and Patur. Says the Gemara. So therefore you have to make sure not to forget the Mishnah. My darush, what they learned. My dechtiv haged la'ami pisham. Ulbet Yaakov hatotam. Hager la'ami pish'am, elu tamidei chachamim. We're going to get, that's simple, tell the people their sins. Right? Ami, the people that are with me, that's the tamidei chachamim. Sheshigagot na'asot lahem kizdonot. When they make a mistake in understanding, even though they made a mistake, it's considered like amazing. We'll explain in Rashi in a moment. Ulbet Yaakov hatotam, elu ame ha'aretz. Miskinim, they don't know. Shizidonot, even they do b'mezid, na'asod lahem kishkagot, because they really didn't know what they were doing. V'haynu detanan of Yudah omer, heve zahir b'talmud. Be careful in your Gemara, in your understanding of the Mishnah. Sheshigigat Talmud, if you misunderstood the Mishnah and therefore made a psak, ole zadon, is counted like amazing. Rashi. Hadar, my darush mitchila, kishidarash Gemara gadol, le'ami pish'am, ami, da'aynu tamidei chachamim, et chatatam, ani kore pesha. Even the chatatam, even the sins, b'shogeg, chet b'shogeg, ani kore pesha. Shaya lahem latet lev b'ta'ame mishnatam. They should have understood the reasons for the mishnayot that they learned. Shivariru lahem ala ikar, velo yoru halacha mitoch mishnah she'en ha'ikar. If they, you could have a lot of mishnayot that are not the ikar, b'chamai, someone else, that we don't hold up. You have to know who's what, you have to understand every mishnah properly. Ubet Yaakov, she'ara am chatatam, filu pesha, even their pesha, ani kore chatat. Heve, the Rebbe Yehuda says, heve zahir betalmud, bigmara, shu tirutz ta'ame ha-mishnayot. O, im tishma dvar mishna merbach, if you hear a new mishnah from your Rebbe, he zahir lish'ol ta'ame ha. What's the reason? Umi shena'a, and who taught it? Sheshigigat talmud, im shagita behora'a, b'sheshigigat talmudecha, Shelo yadata ta'am ha-mishnah. He didn't understand the reason. You have a guy, he opens up Shulchan Aruch. He reads Maran, he thinks he understands. Mutar. He understands. Not talking about your case. Right? V'natata ba ta'am ha-her. You explained it differently. U'mitoch kach, damit ala din ora'a sheba liyadecha. So you said, oh, my case is like that. But that case is not talking about that. V'limata himena shelo kedat. You compare it improperly. She'en atam kemo she'it esavu. The reason wasn't like you thought. She'ilu yadat atam ha-mishnah. If you would have known the real reason. Lo dimita la ma'aseh ba liyadecha. Ole zadon. Anush ata aleha kemezid. Even though you say I'm a shaygeg, I misunderstood the Mishnah. I thought it says it's mutar. I thought it's talking about this case. She'zadon hu biyadecha. Why? She'lo sha'alta atam merbach. You didn't ask the reason.
That's only things that he affects others, or things that he doesn't.
Same thing. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Tarash b'Yudah b'Rbilayin. May dechtiv shivmu dvar Hashem acharedim al devaro. Elu tamidei chachamim. Amru achechem, your brothers, Elu Barim Baalim Mikra. Why? They look up to the guys that know, to the guys that know Gemara. So Na'achem, Elu Baalim Mishnah. Why? Because the Baalim Mikra, they know they're not in the same league. The Baalim Mishnah, they know the same, the basics that you know. You just take it to the next level. But the guys that learn Gemara, they say the Mishnah guys don't know nothing. Because they don't understand what they're saying. Right? Elu Baalim Mishnah. Menadechem. Those that push you away, treat you, that, or that you treat like an idah, elu ame ha'aretz. Shema tomar, havad sivram ubatel sikuyam, that they have no connection. Tamud lomar, v'nere'e besimchatchem, we'll all see in your happiness. Shema temar, Yisrael yevoshu, tamud lomar, v'hem yevoshu. Who's going to be embarrassed? Of their kochavim yevoshu, v'yisrael yismachu, Rashi. Sonach, elu talmidei chachamim, ששימשו חכמים הרבה. They learn from a lot of rabbis. ללמדם טעמי משנתם. זה בזו וזה בזו. שאין הכל בפקים בשווים. You have to speak, learn from different rabbis. Each guy knows his own field. סונאכם, אלו בעלי משנה, ששונאים בעלי גמרא. לפי שבעלי גמרא אומרים על בעלי משנה, שהם מבלי עולם. They destroy the world. כדמרים במסכת סוטה. התנאים, those guys that only know משנה, מבלי עולם. שמורים הלכה מתוך משנתם. זה פוסק הלכה from the משנה. They don't know. This משנה is בית שמי. מנדכם. אלו עמי הארץ שתלמידי חכמים שונים ומתועבים להם כנידה. The חכמים are rejected from them like they reject the נידה. שמה תאמר רבה זברם של אלו. שהרי כתיב למען שמי יכבד השם. תמש מה שהם אומרים. כך, אבל אין הדבר כן. ונראה בשמחתכם, ולא נאמר ואראה. כך אמר הנביא, אני ואחיכם, me and your brothers, שונכם ומנדכם, כולנו נראה בשמחתכם, we'll all join in your שמחה. והם יבושו, אותם שהם עובדי כוכבים, שאינה ממנו, they're not from us, they'll be embarrassed. וענן, אינה נקראים על שם ישראל, הם יבושו וישראל ישמחו. ודרן הלך, אלו מסיעות. המפקיד אצל חברו. If somebody gives something to his friend to watch. בהמה או כלים. An animal או כלים. ונגנבו. And it got stolen. או שעבדו. Or it got lost. So, שילם. He decided to pay. ולא רצה להישבע. He didn't want to swear. שערי אמרו. Really he has the right to swear. Like we said, שומר חינם. Of unpaid watchmen. He could swear and go free, but he paid and he didn't swear. They found the thief. The thief pays double. Who does he pay to? He pays it to the guy who has the pikadon, meaning to the shomer. Since he paid him for it, he gets not only the original money that he paid, but all of the ups. Nishba, but if he swore, v'lo ratza l'shalem, which was his right, he didn't want to pay. Nimtza ganav, mishalem tashlume kefil, he pays double. Tabachu machar, mishalem tashlume arba'a v'chamisha. Lemi mishalem, v'ala pikadon. Excellent. Lama li lemidni behema, lama li lemidni kelim. Why do you have to tell me behema vekelim? Right? Tzrichi, I need it. Deitana behema, havamina behema udemagni lake fela. He gives the kefil by a behema, mishum denafish tirche, li'ayu le'ulafuke. He was watching it for free. You don't just put it in your closet and lock. Every morning you gotta take it out, you have to feed it, it's a big deal. Haval kelim, telonafish tirhayu. Kelim is not a big deal. Even if he paid, he's not going to be makdim the kefil, lo makni lekfela. So that's one. The itana kelim avamina kelim who de makni lekfela. Kelim is willing to give him the kefil mishum do lo nafish kefilayu. The stakes are not so high; it only goes double. Aval behema dechita bachu machar mishalim tashlum edal behei. Emo lo makni lekfela tzricha. We need them both. Kamash malan baruch adonai leolam. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to go to the hospital.